You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
As more and more farmland is being lost to urban development, people have been leaving a way of life tens of thousands of years old. But a new trend in agriculture is seeing farmers grow food in urban spaces. City Harvest is an urban agriculture operation in the city of Victoria. We're joined on the line now by co-founder Paula Sobey. Hello, Paula.
Hi.
So explain to me how this works. What is City Harvest?
Well, like you said, City Harvest is an urban agriculture business. What we do is we're contacted by homeowners who are interested in having a portion of their yard used for growing of food, and we come and assess the site, and if it's suitable for us, what we'll do is come, establish a working garden, we'll plant, weed, and water the garden, harvest the produce. The homeowners in exchange get a portion of the produce that we're growing on a weekly basis, and the rest of the food we bring to market.
So in each yard, do you grow a selection of different things, or do you grow like kale in one and carrots in another?
Yeah, we tend to do kind of larger plots in each yard because it just makes rotating the crops and ensuring that the soil fertility and health is maintained. So we do tend to grow kind of larger stands of particular families of crops in each yard.
So if you're growing kale in my yard, do I just get kale?
No, not at all. You get a sampling of a variety of vegetables. And what we do is we keep track of what we're giving to people on a weekly basis so that you're not getting kale 3 weeks in a row.
So I get a weekly box of vegetables that is a selection then from the yards that you're farming in my neighborhood.
Yeah, and I wouldn't say it's a weekly box. It's a sampling, so it's usually between two and three varieties of vegetables per week.
Okay, great. So how big is the area that you are farming, do you know?
Like if you we're farming just under half an acre of land right now. Our land base is about 18,000 square feet, and half an acre is just over 22,000 square feet.
Wow, and how many yards is that?
18 yards, actually.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
And what kind of thing do you grow?
Oh, we grow the whole gamut of vegetables, everything from scallions, onions, garlic, to carrots, kale, chard, parsley, basil, beets, beans, lettuce, salad mixes, spinach, arugula, the list goes on.
And is it just vegetables, or do you also have chickens and eggs and that kind of thing too?
Oh no, we don't have any animal products, but we do have some fruit as well that we've been harvesting lately, apples, grapes, and plums.
Oh, okay, great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so the people's yards that you went into, did they have their yards in vegetable gardens when you approached them, or are you digging up lawn and flower beds to do that?
Yeah, there's only one yard that actually had a garden established prior to contacting us. The rest of them, it's actually been a patch of lawn or a patch of weed that people have handed over to us.
Huh, interesting. So people contact you, you don't go around and solicit then?
We started the business in February of 2007, and at that point in time, the only yard that we had for the business was our own yard. And at that point in time, my partner, Martin, put a few ads on sort of online goods exchange sites like Used Victoria, Craigslist, Kijiji. They were just simple ads just saying garden space wanted. And within a month, we were contacted by many, many people offering far more land than we could use. But we've also received a fair bit of publicity around the business, and so we've been able to be a lot more selective now in terms of who we're selecting. And over the last year, it's just been word of mouth and people hearing about the business. We're keeping our business fairly close to our home base just with two small children and the amount of running around that you can do if your yards are too spread out. We're wanting to keep that fairly well contained. So, like I said, now people are getting in touch with us. We're not really seeking out yards. We're getting contacted on a fairly regular basis with people who just think that this is a great idea and think that they have a resource that we can make use of.
Well, what is it about it that appeals to people, the people who contact you? What did they say about it?
Well, I would say for the most part, these people, whether or not they're food security advocates, they see this as a smart use of land. There's definitely people from other countries who go, well, you know, this is how we should be using our land, or from an older demographic who remember a time when it was just a lot more commonplace to have a large food-producing garden in one's yard. People also like the fact that we reduce the maintenance requirements of their yard, along with the fact that they get the aesthetics of a lush and productive garden without really having to raise a finger themselves.
So some of the food goes back to the people whose gardens it is, and then what do you do with the rest of it?
We've been hosting a weekly market in our neighborhood and selling the majority of it that way. We do also have a few wholesale accounts that we sell to as well.
So mostly you're selling direct to consumers?
That's right.
Okay. And have you had any problems with zoning?
Yes. When we started the business, we were a few months into the business last year when we discovered that what we were doing, the commercial production of food, was actually illegal in Oak Bay, the municipality in which we reside. And that had to do with, like you said, zoning of land and basically people achieving farm status with their land through the BC Assessment Authority. And our municipality had made commercial agriculture illegal in 2001, but when we pursued the mayor and council of Oak Bay, they, you know, understood what our intentions were, and I think they saw that this was a pretty forward-thinking initiative, and requested that we look into the regulations and propose ways that we could ensure that people were not claiming farm status for their urban properties, but still utilize the land to increase food security in our community. So we were successful in amending the bylaw in December of 2007. So now small-scale urban agriculture is legal in Oak Bay.
So they were quite prepared to work with you on that then?
Definitely.
What was your inspiration for creating an urban farm?
Well, Martin and I were at a point in time where we were able to kind of look at different career options for ourselves. We were both working different contracts for work, and we have a young family. We were both passionate about spending time outside. We'd worked outside. We really wanted our work to be meaningful for us in terms of the values that we hold. For myself in particular, food has really been a long-standing issue of concern and of love. I see food as being a really important way to express the values that we live by. And so this just seemed to be a really good fit. We were committed to living in the city of Victoria. It was not our intention to be moving away and purchasing a little farm in some rural setting. So when we saw that people were doing this successfully in other communities, we decided that the time was right for Victoria to get this going.
When you say that people were doing it successfully in other communities, did you have a particular place that you looked to for inspiration?
There's a couple, Wally Satchowitz and Gail Vanderseen in Saskatoon, who've been doing this for the last 10 years now.
Wow. Now,
yeah, and they, along with a woman by the name of Roxanne Christensen, have co-authored manuals on SPIN farming. SPIN, the acronym stands for Small Plot Intensive Farming, and it's a farming methodology designed specifically for sub-acre land masses. So people who are interested in farming on less than an acre of land can utilize these guides to ensure that they are not only financially viable, but successful in terms of producing a fair amount of food.
Now, is this a viable way commercially to grow food for city people?
Well, this is the second year of our business right now, and we're not paying the mortgage by doing this, I can tell you that much. It's our intention to ensure that it's as financially sustainable as possible. I know that other people are definitely successful in terms of achieving some pretty decent numbers in terms of growing food, and I'd say we're certainly successful in terms of increasing the amount of food grown in this area and in terms of feeding our community.
I guess one of the issues when you talk about growing food and selling it commercially is that you're up against a system which produces an enormous amount of very cheap food.
Absolutely. We're certainly benefited by the fact that a lot more people are becoming aware of issues around food and the unrealistic costs of food in most, you know, standard supermarkets. So a lot more people are aware of the true cost of food and are willing to pay for locally grown, fresh, and sustainably produced food. So there's definitely a market out there looking for the food, the sort of food that we're producing, along with the fact that we're able to produce food that is just not commonly sold in most supermarkets. We're able to grow different cultivars that are just a lot more interesting than what the standard fare is at Thrifty's or at Safeway or whatnot.
So you find that you haven't had a problem selling everything that you can produce?
For the most part, yes.
What advice would you give for people who want more information about creating an urban farm?
Well, I would recommend that people go online and do a little bit of research. Spinfarming.com is definitely a great place to start. There's definitely other urban farms for ourselves. That's cityharvest.ca, and I know that City Farm Boy in Vancouver is operating a similar sort of urban agriculture business. So there's lots of online resources for people that are looking. Furthermore, if you live in the area, you're definitely welcome to get in touch with us, and I'm sure Ward from City Farm Boy would be happy to connect with people who are interested in doing this. There's certainly a lot of land that's still available for this sort of thing. We've turned down a lot of yards that we just can't put into production ourselves, and there's certainly, still a need for more locally grown and sustainably produced produce in the area. So, yeah, there's lots of room to grow here.
Well, thanks very much for talking to me about it this morning, Paula.
No problem at all. My pleasure.
We've been speaking with Paula Sobey. She's a partner in City Harvest, a commercial agriculture business operating in the city of Victoria. And her website, as she mentioned, is cityharvest.ca.